President Obama has left Paris today after answering questions about Syria, ISIS, Planned Parenthood, and, of course, climate change.
All of this will be hard. Getting 200 nations to agree on anything is hard. And I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
The president argued that a climate deal is critical to the global economy and to U.S. national security. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now with more on this. And Tamara, the president sounded confident that the world will come to an agreement in the end on slowing climate change. Is that confidence justified?
Well, he sure thinks his confidence is justified. And here's what he points to. He says no one would have expected that 180 countries would show up at these talks having already laid out ambitious targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Now, we have to say that all of those countries have made these pledges. But if you add up all of the pledges, it wouldn't actually be enough to contain global warming to the levels that scientists say needs to be contained to prevent the most harmful effects of climate change. But the president says that if countries follow through on these commitments, the whole energy production economy globally will change, and it will encourage innovation, and that innovation would make it easier down the line to sort of ratchet up the reductions in carbon emissions.
And unlike most of the other countries in the world, President Obama actually has political opposition at home that don't even believe that climate change is a problem. And in fact, just this week, lawmakers in the U.S. are expected to make a statement against the president by voting for legislation that would undo his plans to cut emissions at power plants.
And the president obviously would veto that if it makes it to his desk. And I will say that many Republicans say that they do believe that climate change is real, just that the president's prescriptions for it would be expensive and would hurt people, would hurt low-income people who need cheap power to turn on the lights at home. The president was asked in this press conference, hey, you're only around for another year. How can any other countries have any confidence that the U.S. is going to keep its commitments? And the president said, well, you know, I think a Democrat will win. And then the other thing that he said is that being president is very different from running for president. And he believes that many of these Republican candidates who've all said that they would roll back his climate policies, that once they were in office, they would feel the pressure of all these other countries who've made these commitments, as well as what the president thinks is growing U.S. public opinion in favor of doing something.
Tamara, he didn't just talk about climate change in this news conference. The president spent a lot of time answering questions about Russia's role in the fight against ISIS. I want to listen to a little bit of what he said there.
I'm confident that we are on the winning side of this, and that ultimately Russia is going to recognize the threat that ISIL poses to its country, to its people, is the most significant, and that they need to align themselves with those of us who are fighting ISIL.
Tamara, President Obama met with Vladimir Putin yesterday. Is what he just said there more wishful thinking, or is that reflective of the reality between the two countries right now?
Well, the president was asked, do you think that Vladimir Putin is going to change his policies, that he's going to change the way he's operating in Syria? And the president said no. He says that as long as Russia is in Syria, in large part to prop up the Assad regime, that Russia will not wholly focus its efforts on targeting ISIS and thus will not be sort of working in unison with the U.S. and its partners and allies. So there is definitely still a big conflict there. The president, though, did say that diplomatic discussions are ongoing, and the fact that that process is ongoing gives him some hope.
I have to say, it's almost not a week goes by that we don't have a press conference now from President Obama, him taking questions from reporters. He doesn't seem like a lame duck, even though many people probably would say that he is.
He definitely, technically speaking, is a lame duck, but I don't think he sees himself that way. I think that he feels like he has a whole lot to do in the next year while he's still president, and he doesn't want to be ignored during that year. I will also say that he has done several overseas trips. He had a visit from President Hollande of France, and usually when he does overseas travel or when he has a world leader come to the White House, he has a press conference. So this may not be a brand new President Obama who meets the press every week. It is more likely that his schedule has just been such that he's
more
held
foreign policy.
More foreign policy and more media availability than he's normally done.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, thanks.
You're welcome.